So I hope this recording comes through clearly. We're on an MP3 today. We saw yesterday in Sif Beis the halachas of Sa'ar B'Isha Erva. And the last thing we saw was the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Tes Vov, that he actually brought two opinions about natural hair, saying Dvorim Shebekedusha in the presence of natural hair, with the big question being, if it's going to be Asa, then would it indeed be Asa to say Dvorim Shebekedusha in the presence of a woman who's wearing a shetel? And indeed it would. The Mishnah Brura says one is allowed to be Mekel, one is allowed to rely on the lenient opinion, which of course saves us a lot. And not only that, the Mishnah Brura added, even if the woman is wearing a shetel made from her own hair, even if it's made from her own hair, it would also be permissible. That's the last thing that we saw yesterday. We are now moving on to see.
That shows we can't go back to our root.
So let's move on, without further ado, to Sif Gimel. Yeshli Zoher, one should be careful, Mishmias Koil Zemer Isha, B'Shas Kriya Shema. Now one has to note, it does not say Osa. Here it says Yeshli Zoher. Yeshli Zoher is a very different Lashon to the Lashon in Sif Aleph, where it quite clearly said with regard to Tefach B'Isha that it's Osa. In Sif Beis, with regard to Sa'ar B'Isha, where it says it's Asa. Here, when it says Koil B'Isha, all of a sudden the Shulchan Aruch clearly switches the Lashon and does not use the word Asa, but rather Yesh Li Zoher. One should be careful. So we'll have to be medayak that. Says the Ramah, Va'afilu B'Ishtoi, even with his own wife. Now, va'afilu be'ishtoi can present all types of very, very interesting questions. So how do you sing Eishes Chayil together with your wife, for example, on Friday night? How do you sing Mizmor LeDavid? Mizmor LeDavid, Eishes Chayil, Advarim Shebekedusha, they are psukim. Eishes Chayil, psukim in Mishle, Mizmor LeDavid, psukim in Tehillim. So if it clearly says, even with one's own wife, and it does not distinguish between a wife who is Tameah or Tahirah, so then presumably the inescapable conclusion is that you cannot actually sing or say Dvarim Shebekedusha at the time that you could hear your wife singing. Is that true? Lahalocha. So we will see, because the Ramah continues and it says, Aval Koil Harogil Boy, Koil harogil boy, enoi erva. Now let's just translate literally. A voice or a sound which he is used to, enoi erva, that would not be considered an erva. So does that have ramifications once again for his wife? But it can't be, because the Ramah just told us that ishto is asa. So what's going on over here? So let's have a look slowly at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Tes Zayin. Yesh li zoher ubidi eved im kara choyzer v'koyre but beloy habrachos. If bidi eved you did recite Kriya Shema whilst listening or whilst hearing the koil of the Isha, one would repeat Kriya Shema. However, one would not say the brachos. One would not say the brachos. Says the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan, Yud Zayin, Zemer Isha Afilu Pnuyo. Now remember we said yesterday, with regard to Sairois, that only applies to a woman who's married, or Erva. But if she is a Pnuyo, then it does not apply. Mishnah Brura is clearly telling us that with regard to the Halacha of Sa'ar, of Koil Isha, then that applies even to a Pnuyo, meaning an unmarried woman. Aval b'loy b'shas kriya shema shari. A tremendous chiddush. The Mishnah Berurah says this is only a concern while saying kriya shema. But if it is not while saying kriya shema and you want to listen to the voice of an unmarried woman singing, says the Mishnah Berurah, it would be permissible. We'll see whether that's halacha l'maisa. Ach shaloi yichavein lehonois mizeh. But it would not be permitted to have intention to benefit from it. Kedei shelo yovoi lidei hirhur. Which therefore, for all intents and purposes, rules out lahalocha for us to listen to an unmarried girl singing. Because presumably the intent would be to enjoy the tune, enjoy her voice, and that would be asa. V'zemer eishes ish. And if she's indeed a married woman, or v'chein kol ha'royes, lo'olam asr li'ishmoy, then it would always be asr, even if I am not intending to have benefit. V'chein p'nuyo shehi nido. Back to this halacha once again. So to an unmarried woman, but if she's a nido, in which case, mechlal ha'royes, she would also be included in ha'royes. And as we've already pointed out, u'besulois didan, unmarried women in our times, kulom becheskas nidoi, saying they all must be assumed to be tmeo umishiagi elohen zman veses. As soon as they reach that type of age, 11 or 12, one must assume that she is a nido, in which case it goes back to the issa, which is by an erva, and therefore even if one is not specifically intending to benefit, but nonetheless one should not listen. The koil zemer pnuyo nochris, he gam king bichlal erevo. Even whether it's a woman who's non-Jewish, is also asked to leave, asked to listen, asked lishmoy ben koyin or ben Yisrael. Or mikol mokoyin, im hu baderech. What happens if he's traveling ben ha'akum oy beir, v'hu onus? Now this is a critically important halacha. A person is an oinus. It's not his fault. He happens to be traveling on a bus, and the bus driver has put on his radio on top volume, and there's a koil be'isha. So what are you supposed to do? She'i efshar limchois, in a situation where he cannot protest, kiven deloy motzinu de mikri erva midoi raisa, because at the end of the day, this is not an erva doi raisa, therefore muta likrois ulevarech. Then one would be allowed to recite krishma or make the brachas. The imloy came, because if not so, then how on earth are we going to live? Kiven sha'anu shriyin beino akum, because we live amongst goyim. Nisbatel mi Torah, the tefillah, can you imagine? There'll be no Torah, there'll be no tefillah if you live in a surrounding culture. Baruch Hashem here in Eretz Yisrael, we don't have that. But if you live in Chutz La'aretz, where? Right and left of you, all around, there are goyim. The chances are, wherever you find yourself, you're going to be bumping into an issue of koil be'isha. And if you say that that will be forbidden, then nobody's going to learn Torah, nobody's going to say brachas, nobody's going to daven, and that cannot be. Falzeh nema, and about this we can evoke the posuk of Eis las Eis lashem heferu Torasecho chazal wamati achis ametz liboy. But one has to be very, very careful, make every effort lechavin la kedusha shehu oisik boy v'lo yitin liboy lekoil hazema, not to pay attention lekoil hazema. Now this is very, very important halacha. I remember asking my Rebbe, the Shlomo Zalman Ulman, on many occasions. Imagine, now, this is the shaila that I was asked. Imagine you live next door somebody who runs a young kindergarten for kids. And every so often, the ganenet, the woman who's running the kindergarten, bursts into song. So what am I supposed to be doing? I'm sitting at home, minding my own business, trying to learn, or even just sitting on the couch, reading the newspaper, whatever it may be, and she sings. So what am I supposed to do? Leave the area, sell my apartment? So if I could politely request from her that when she sings, she should make sure the windows are closed and the doors are closed, then obviously that would be best. If it's not possible, or if you have asked and she doesn't listen, then Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, this is the Mishnah Berurah that we refer to, it's an oinus. And therefore, as long as you try to block it out your mind, even if you can hear it, you're not mechuyev to walk around wearing earplugs. Even if you can hear it, one should not be mechaven to be nene, and that would be that.
And I received a psak years ago from a rav in Los Angeles not to listen to recordings, classical music, where there was a female vocal soloist, even if I didn't know what she looked like.
Right. So this is another whole discussion with regards to koil be'isha, which is what we are talking about. For the moment, koil be'isha means you hear the voice live. There is a discussion in the poskim, and there's many, many tshuvas in the Shevet Halevi. In the Shevet Halevi, that's Rav Ozna and others who categorically write that it's asa, even if it is not live, it is a recording, whether it be a live broadcast on a radio or just a recording on a CD, for example, on a disc, it would be asa. Even if you're not saying Kriya Shema, just to listen to that voice, it would also be asa. Even though I must add, some are makel over a radio, but the general accepted psak is not to be makel under any circumstances. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Ches, we said, what does it mean that a koil harogil boy, which he is used to, is mutter? Says the Mishnah Berurah, rotza loyma kiven sharogil boy lo yovoy lidei hirhur. Afilu miyeshes ish. Afilu ochi osel lechaven lehonis midiburo, shar afilu bebegodeho osel estaker lehonis. This does not mean a person whom you're familiar with. Rather, it means the particular voice you are familiar with. So that means if your wife is singing, that's not called a koil harogil boy because she's not normally singing. Koil harogil boy means the tune, the intonation that she would normally speak in. Now the question would be, what happens if you do indeed regularly sing with your wife? Would that be also be considered koil harogil? I'm not sure. I don't think so. I would like to make a note to ask.
Such as Zmiros around the Shabbos table.
Right, exactly. Koil Isha. Rogil. Zmiros Shabbos that we need to know. So I know it is a discussion. I have discussed this in the past with my Rebbe, Reb Shlomo Zalman Ullman, and he was quite machmer about it, but Bli Neidah, I will double check once again to see what the consensus is. Reb Nachum.
What about a woman benching? Like she's singing for the kids, it's chinuch. So can chinuch trump some of this?
Yeah, very good question. I'll double check this as well, please, Ms. Hashem. Okay, let's continue. Siv Dalet Osur Likrois. It would be also to recite Kriya Shema Keneged Erevo. So everything we've discussed till now is Ke'erevo. Sa'ar Be'isho, Koil Be'isho, Tefach Be'esho. But when we're talking about the Erevo Mamish, then it's not a Moshel. That's the real thing. That is an absolute issa. Afilu shel oivet kichovim. Even if it is a non-Jew, b'chein keneged erbas cotton. Funny noises here. Keneged erbas cotton.
Bluetooth mufa'at. Hashma b'emzeut kabel.
Afilu keneged erevas cotton. Can you still hear me there? Just give me the thumbs up. Yeah, all good. Afilu keneged erevas cotton would also be awesome. Says the Rama, v'yesh matirin. Some permit neged erevas cotton kol zman she'eino ro'u lebio. As long as the child has not yet reached the age of bio, which we said for a boy is 9, for a girl is 3, v'chein ikka. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Cotton, yud tes. Keneged erva would be also dechsev ki Hashem Elokecho mishalech bekerev machanecho, v'hoyo machanecho kodosh, and your camp shall be holy. V'lo yiroe b'cho ervas dovo. Mikan lomdu chachomim, so it was from over here that Chazal learned, shekol mokim she'ashem elekeinu mishalech imonu, whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, which is specifically referring to Dehainu kishanu oiskim b'kriya shema v'tfilo, that's when we forge an extra connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oy b'divrei Torah, tzarech lizor, one has to be very, very careful. Shelo yiroe Hashem bonu ervas dova. What does that mean? Dehainu shelo yedvar ervo. There should not be an ervo keneget ponov shel odom hakoirei, facing the person who is reciting either Kriya Shema or Divrei Torah, or Yamispalel Kemaloy Einov, within sight. Within sight. V'chein shelo yeh oz orum, neither should the person himself be unclothed. Shalidei zeh misro'e erva shaloi, because through that, it's not as somebody else's erva, it is his own erva, which is visible, and therefore gam kein b'mikro hazeh. Now, if you jump to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotan Chof Gimel, we said that with regard to an Erva of a cotton, then one can be Mekel, even though there's two opinions, but the opinion that we Paskin like is the opinion which is lenient. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chof Gimel, what age is that? Labio hainu b'kotten ad ben tes shonim, ubektano ad bas gimel shonim. For a boy, as we mentioned, up to 9 years old, a girl up to 3. According to this Me'ikar Adin, I don't see any great necessity to be Mekel. But if the situation does arise, then one can be Mekel. When is it Noigeya? That's the next Mishnah Brura, the time of a Bris Mila. V'chein Ikar Kosva Mogen Avrom, U'mikol Mokoim, nonetheless, lo yechoiz ha-moyel ha-ervo b'yodoi b'sha'as ha-brocha. In other words, when might this be very Noigeya la-halocha? A moil who's just done a bris mila, if for whatever reason they haven't covered up the baby and they want to say the brochas, so clearly we are talking about a young child, which would be the subject of the two opinions, and we said that we paskin lohokel, so it would be mutter. Nonetheless, says the Mogen Avrom, even though it would be mutter, that's true, in the presence of the erva, but not to hold on to the erva. If one is actually holding on to the erva, that is a different story, and that would be asa. And presumably the reason is because that would be considered more of a bezayin. Right, Sif Hey, we will miss out, which is a whole discussion. Let's now learn Sif Vav, which we did refer to earlier on in the Siman, and with this we will finish. You know what? Let's actually see if, hey, we might as well see the whole thing as well. Erva ba'ashoshis. Erva ba'ashoshis. What's an erva ba'ashoshis? So if you look, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sukkotan Chof Hei. Says the Mishnah Berurah. What is this referring to? He shall zchuchis. We're talking about a kli made out of glass, a beged dak, or very thin material, haman here, which is extremely see-through, ad sheniris ha-erva, such that you could see the erva through the glass or through the thin beged, oy tefach mibos ha-isha b'mokim shedar kalias b'chuse, shegam zeh u'nichlal erva. In other words, until now, we have been discussing Erevo, actually seeing the Erevo, or seeing the Tefach Ve'isha Erevo. But what happens if it is through a glass? There is a dividing glass between the two of you. Or there is a beged, some sort of material, but it's transparent. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Erevo ba'ashash is back into the Shulchan Aruch, V'roya oiso derech defoinoiseho. And one can see the Isha through the walls of this glass or the beged, asur likrois kenegdo. The same halachas would apply. The fact that there is a physical barrier in between does not help, because it is all dependent on vision, and at the end of the day you can see through. The last two words of the Shulchan Aruch, v'homizchazia, and she can be seen. So it's not like, for example, halachas of Tumah and Tahara, where if there's a physical barrier, then that can act as a chatzitza. This is not an issue of chatzitza, it is dependent on a very simple question. Can you or can you not see? Right, now let's move on straight to Siv Vav, because this is what we learned and we saw it referred to at the beginning of the Siman. Hoysa erva kenegdoi. So what happens if the erva is kenegdoi? Now remember, Moirav Raboisai will review the Mishnah Berurah that we once learned in a moment. But for the moment, the Shulchan Aruch is not talking about Tefach Be'isha, rather it's talking about erva mamish. Does it help to turn around? Does it help to close your eyes? Afterwards, we'll once again revisit the Mishnah Berurah. Would the same rules apply when it's not Erva Mamish, but rather it's Tefach Be'isha? Remember, we said this is the classic case. You want to make Kiddush on Friday night and there's somebody at your table inappropriately dressed. Must you turn away? Must you close your eyes? Does that help? So we'll see in a moment. But first, look at the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about Erva, real Erva, Hoysa Erva Kenegdoi. Vehechzir Panov. And yet you turned around. Mimena, from her. So she is still in your presence. She might, for argument's sake, be standing right next to you, but you've turned yourself around. Oy, she'otsam Einov, or you've closed your eyes. I, shehu balayla, or neither of you turned around, nor have you closed your eyes, but you cannot see her either because it is night. Oy shehu sumo, because he is not a vision, he's blind. Mutar likrois. Then it would be mutar to recite Kriya Shema in the presence of that isha. We just mentioned four examples. You either turned away, number two, you close your eyes, number three, at night, or number four, if the person cannot see anyway, he's blind. Why would that be permitted? Debereiyah tala rachmana, because the Torah depended everything on sight. V'haloi chazile. So now you see how Sif Hei and Sif Vav are two sides of the same coin. In Sif Hei, there might well be a barrier between him and the isha, either through a glass or through a beged. But if it's transparent, it doesn't help, because it all depends on sight, and you can see. The other side of the coin is, if she is standing right next to you, but you've turned around, or you've closed your eyes, etc., etc., then that would help, because once again, it all depends on sight, and you cannot see. Let's have a look whether everybody agrees to that. Says, look at the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Chaf Ches 28. Have a look at Chaf Ches. What does it mean? Vehichzir ponov, rotzaloima afilu hachzoras ponim levad. Even if you just turn your face beloy gufoy, without his guf, you do not need to turn your entire guf. Enough to turn your face, again according to the Shulchan Aruch, deloy gora me'atzimas einayim, because that obviously cannot possibly be worse than closing your eyes, deshari ledidei, which is permitted according to the Shulchan Aruch. We're going to see in a moment there is a huge machlokes about this, but according to the Shulchan Aruch, that closing your eyes helps, and obviously turning away your face helps as well. It can't be worse. Now have a look at the Mishnah Berurah Chof Tes, and this is the famous, famous halacha, where everybody, the Achreinim, disagree and they argue with the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Chof Tes, Vo Achreinim Heskimu, the Achronim are all in agreement, the Kol Elu Ha'etzes, all of these pieces of advice, Levad Me'achzoras Ponim, besides for actually turning away, Loi Mahani, do not help. I'm sorry, say the Achronim, the Bach, the Taz, the Magen Avraham, the Vilna Goyen, and others, they all disagree, and they say that if you are facing the direction of the woman, even if you cannot see her, why? Because you have closed your eyes or because it's dark, for example, it does not help. Why not? Surely the Shulchan Aruch has to be right. After all, the Torah says, Lo Yiroyeh B'cho Erev Hasdava. What does Lo Yiroyeh mean? Surely Lo Yiroyeh means do not see, and if you cannot see, it should be permitted. So why do they argue with the Shulchan Aruch? Says the Mishnah Brura, you have to read the Pasuk very carefully. Deloi ksiv, because it does not say in the Pasuk, Veloi tira, you shall not see. Elo veloi yeiroesh, she should not be visible. Rotzaloima lo yira horoya. Meaning, if it happens to be at night, or if you've happened to close your eyes, she is still visible. Happens to be for a technicality, you can't actually see her. Whereas if you turn around, then it's not possible to see her, then it's not visible to you. That's the only case it would be muta. Not only that, on the bottom line, vafilu achzoras ponim, and even turning around, which everybody agrees is muta, hu rak dafker mechzik kol gufoy, according to the Mishnah Berurah. The Shulchan Aruch, as we just mentioned before, said, as the Mishnah Berurah explained, it would help if you just turned away your face. But the Mishnah Berurah says the Achronim disagree. Because again, if you just turn around your face, then essentially her guf is visible to you. It's pointing in your direction. So you'd have to turn around your whole guf. Dafke mechzik kol gufoy v'oymed b'tzad acher. Then the nasis ha'erva mitzidoy. Then the erva would be to the side. Avolim hechzer ponov levad lo imahani. It would not help. Yeah, the rest of the Mishnah Berurah deals with other halachas. So this is tremendously important, Moirav Rabboi say, and this is in fact halacha lemaisa. Now, this is halacha lemaisa with regards to an erva mamish. So, with regard to erva mamish, the Shulchan Aruch is mekel lahalacha we are machmir. It does not help unless you turn your entire guf around, not your face, and certainly not closing your eyes, or at night. So the big question becomes, because obviously Sivov is not so halacha l'maisa, we hope, what is Nagia halacha l'maisa is Siv Aleph. Now let's go back and try and bring this all to a complete circle. In Siv Aleph we learn the halacha where there is no erva, but Tefach Be'isha has the status of an Erva, even though it's not an Erva. The upper arm of an Isha is not her Erva, but it has the status of an Erva. It is as if it was an Erva. So here comes the $64 million question. If the Achroinim disagree with the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Vav, and they hold with regard to Erva Mamish, it does not help to close your eyes. So what would be the halacha in Sif Aleph with regard to Tefach Be'isha? Would it help then to close your eyes? Or would we say 1 and 1 equals 2? If Tefach Be'isha is considered an erva, and if a real erva closing one's eyes does not help, then l'chaira one would have to conclude that closing one's eyes keneged a Tefach Be'isha would also not help. 1 and 1 equals 2. So have a look once again. We saw this last week, but it's important to see. Have a look at the very first Mishnah Berurah in the Siman. Sifkotten Aleph. Says the Mishnah Berurah again. Tefach be'isha b'mokim shedarka, in an area of her guf, which is normally covered. This can bring a person to improper thoughts. What does that mean, bechlal? This is included in the category of erva, but it's not an erva mamish, obviously. It would be also to recite Kriya Shema, oy lahazkir shum dova shebikdusha, or any item of kedusha in the presence, neged zeh kmoi neged erva mamish. As if, that word kmoi is critical, it is as if, this is not an erva, but we treat it as if it is. Now, ulafi masha bi'arnu lakamon sivov, according to that which we explained later on in Sivov, which we just now learned, b'shemu achreinim, the neged erva mamish, when dealing with an erva mamish, asur afilu ba'oitzam einov, it would be forbidden, even if you close your eyes, ad sheyachzir ponov, until you turn your face, and in fact your whole goof, hu hadin bazeh. So then the same would apply over here as well. If we are treating the tefach b'isho as an erva, then if the achreinim are machmir by erva, presumably there will be machmir with regard to tefach b'isho, which would mean, once again, making kiddush Friday night in the presence of this woman who's inappropriately addressed, it would not help even to close your eyes. Says the Mishnah Brura, v'yesh matirim bozeh. Some are makel bozeh. What does bozeh mean? Meaning in this particular case that we are not dealing with erva mamish, it's just kamoi erva, then some would be makel imu nizar milirais, if he's careful not to see. What is the final psak? Says the Mishnah Brura, ukasha I efsha b'inyan acher. When it is impossible in any, you have no solution, then nira de yesh lismoich alzeh. Says the Mishnah Brura, I indeed allow you to rely on the makel opinion, if indeed there is no alternative solution. But lachatchila, yes, one is machmeh. So lachatchila, one should not, for example, imagine you're sitting on a bus, and opposite you is an isha who is not appropriately dressed, and you want to sit there learning. So lachatchila, you should move away. If it is not possible and you close your eyes, then the Mishnah Brura would be makel. Okay, I wish you all well. Bez Hashem, Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue in the Gemara.